Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yay! I know you probably don't want to say what your last name is, but wait, are you a traditionalist? Are you, when you get married, by the way, guys, Eric is engaged.
Yay.
Oh my God!
It's been a minute since
she holds her hand up. I wish, please, oh my God.
I'll post it.
It's the Pavlovian. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I got better about not doing it, but.
Oh my God.
She's clean, so.
Have you sized it yet?
No, it still has the little thing on it.
Do you get that done after you get the band then, or?
I don't actually know. This is my first time.
Yeah. Slacker?
Would you like me to walk you through the process?
Yeah. He's got a punch card.
He proposed on your birthday?
My fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who else you would have been asking about.
Moron!
Why?
Oh, dude. What an idiot.
I don't think he's a moron, but I wouldn't have liked that. Also, because my birthday's April Fool's Day. So
that's dark. It has to do with the law for when you guys get a divorce. If he gave you a ring on a random Tuesday, then it's like, The ring is sort of the contract, but he gave it to you on your birthday. Then
so
you can go
gift.
Like, that
it's
was a gift. That's my ring now.
The good news is I don't think we're going to have to deal with that. So
no one ever does.
Yeah. She's writing it down though, just in case.
This wasn't even what we were going to talk about.
Okay. We're talking about last names.
Yeah.
I am a bit of a traditionalist.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I know that it's an antiquated thing, but it's like, if we're getting married, like, you're going to take my name.
And why do you feel so entitled to that?
Well, I did have a dad who's kind of like a farm dad, and it's like, your kids are going to be my name. It's like, you carry that lineage on, you know?
Right, so, and like, your son has your last name.
Yes.
Well, your daughter does too.
So does my ex-wife.
Still.
It's a weird thing with kids that you have to think about, but like, why? She doesn't want to be
a different name than her
Ms.
kids.
Whatever.
Than her kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My mom kept my last name, or me and my siblings' last name, until she got remarried. Then she took her husband's last name. We're also all grown, so it's not like picking us up from school or anything.
It's just weird at daycare.
And they're married, so they have new last names now.
All my sisters. Yeah, that's true. And the last sister to relinquish.
But are you going to relinquish? Because you seem like a real modern, progressive, cutting edge. Like, you don't have to take his name.
Thank you so much. I am in a lot of ways, but I think it means a lot to my fiance that I would take his last name. That
does anyone want to do it? Or
yeah, why does he feel so entitled to that?
He did not ask. So I told him very early on dating, actually, when I think about it, I'm like, and who did I think I was telling him I will take your last name? And it meant a lot to him that I told him that I would be open to it.
Even though his last name is Ratchet.
It's not Ratchet, and how dare you?
No, I thought his last name was actually Ratchet.
No. He has a unique last name.
Okay.
It's not what I pictured for my future.
You have a cool last name right now.
Right, we don't say my last name either.
No.
I've got a good last name.
You do have a very good.
It's a strong name. You know what, though? I'm thinking about getting it tattooed on me somewhere. As like
cute.
A
homage. Really?
You should do it on like the bottom of your foot.
Like a Toy Story?
Yeah, or like Barbie. Or you have you
that the would tickle so much. That would not
I don't
go
think
well.
It would okay. tickle. It's still a needle going wop 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 wop.
You like, get over it.
I'm tatted. I don't know if you forgot.
Oh my God, like, I forgot you have a dot on your wrist.
I don't know. Like, I think that when it's a choice of whether or not you're going to take your husband's last name or your partner's last name, then it's a choice. But if I started dating him or we got engaged and he goes, okay, and now you're going to be Mrs. enter last name here, then that's different. But I made the choice.
Because I just saw this couple that did something kind of dope, and I think it might be the wave of the future. They're at the altar and they rock, paper, scissors.
What?
It feels too important for that.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God. What? How cool is that?
You've got to have equal names to do that. There's, you can't have one terrible one and one good one. And
he lost.
Like, you've got to be like Smith and Johnson.
Yeah.
It's Jones. If you're going with, sorry, she just watched a schlong video before we started this break.
I think that Johnson's a really common last name.
No, I thought it was Jones. It's like, it's Smith and Jones are the like.
No.
Yes, it is. Okay, look at common names. It's Smith and Jones.
Okay, hey, anyway. So yeah, if you're Smith and Jones and you're at the altar, who cares?
Well, yeah.
Because there's a million people out there with your same last name. Now with my fiance, I don't know how many people there are with his last name.
I would say not many wanted to keep it. I would say they were throwing.
You are so mean.
No, I'm not saying. Even he's got to know. Like, if your last name was like Tinkle or.
Okay, his last name, like, not Tinkle.
But it's according to the U.S. Census, there were 412 people with the last name in the U.S. in 2010.
Of my fiance's last name?
Yes.
412? That's a reason to carry it on. 412?
There's only 400 people left for that name.
This was in 2010.
So probably less now. They've died. Yeah. Sorry, I'm screaming.
Add one to the number.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.